sometimes these one games in the middle, sandwiched in the middle of a long road stretch, can be difficult to kind of get through. Didn't look like that happened tonight. You guys have your legs pretty good?
Yeah, I felt great. And I think especially final five, I think, you know, we're playing well. I think we've been playing well as of late. And, you know, we're back to our habits of playing smart hockey, and we're playing quick, and, you know, things end up, you know, most often at the point. So that's the same way that, of course, this upcoming road trip. You know, it's a tough one, longest one of the year. So, you know, you just got to go on the road and keep getting these points.
You were pretty adamant that that wasn't a penalty against you when they end up scoring to tie it. Like, as that happens in the penalty box, what goes through your mind? Because it looked like it angered you and you just kind of took over the game.
I don't know if anger is the right word, but I think everyone was in agreement it wasn't a penalty. But at the end of the day, you know, the refs got to make that decision in a split second and probably looked pretty high. And you know, at the end of the day, we got out there to win a hockey game. You know, me taking the penalty with someone else, you know, I don't think that affected the way I played. Some good looks I got, and was able to find them.
So there wasn't some pent-up frustration in that slap shot?
No, it's just a hard shot. Working on those for a while, so yeah, it's good to see it.
You're killing our storyline here.
Yeah, I mean, you can use it as a storyline if you want, but, you know, it's one of the things that's what I expect of myself is you know, change the game offensively, defensively. This is what I want to do, and you know, today was you know, scoring goals, and one of those are always fun.
I know you mentioned pride being a difference maker every night. Is it more important with guys like, you know, Point Kucherov out? Like, it, I know it can't just be on one person, but it seems like in times like these, it's probably important for a guy like you to kind of think.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to replace, you know, two guys that are arguably, you know, top five, top ten in this league, and you know, you look at last game without Stammer as well. You know, I think guys did a great job, but, you know, for me, I got out there playing my game, and, you know, I think guys have really stepped up. You know, got Cole's line and Belly's line have been tremendous at home. You know, we know what we're going to get out of Stammer's line and Tony's line, so but I think guys have really stepped up, and, you know, it's fun to be part of. It's a great group of guys, and, you know, we play one another, that's about bottom line. So it's fun to be in that room and go out there.
After your second goal, you had a really good look for a hat trick, a rarity, especially for a defenseman. Have you ever had a hat trick before?
Yeah, when I was nine, maybe, but I had 10 goals in one game. But, never 3 minutes, no. But yeah, it was close, but, you know, he's still thriving towards that. But at the end of the day, you know, we got 2 points, and that's the most important thing. But yeah, it has some good looks.
Cooper talked after the last couple of games about some mistakes that have led to goals against. Like, how much after games like that and discussions like that, is that a primary focus to, you know, hey, look, if they're going to beat us, they beat us, but don't beat ourselves?
Yeah, that's huge. Obviously, how I'm playing these guys, you know, a couple of days ago. We haven't seen them in a long time. You know, they're a great team, especially down low. They're a heavy team, you know, really. They're very good. We're making possession of those, so it's really tough to get off the puck. So, and they like, you know, finding those seams and finding the high slot areas. So, you know, there's a reason they won a couple of years ago, and you know, they're a tough team to play against. So, but it definitely helped us, you know, seeing them, you know, a couple of years ago going to play.
Victor, how has your offensive game evolved over the last few years?
I don't know. You know, it's just want to be a 200-foot. Defenseman, and you know, this year has been a little up and down, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm a team player. I do whatever it takes for us to win hockey games, and you know, we still find your stride. But you know, we play a lot of hockey as of late, and you know, it feels like we're getting things going, and the same goes for me. So you know, my offensive game, I think it's always been there. I think it's always been part of who I am as a player. But you know, starting from, you know, year one, you kind of build yourself up. You know, we going towards this, so you know, I was looking myself to be a complete, you know, 12-foot player.
Thank you.